His voice follows me as I attempt to make my way to my seat. He must be in a bad mood. Usually he doesn't give me this much grief. "Stop and look at me when I'm talking to you," he snaps. "Show a little respect." What is it with parents these days not teaching their children how to respect authority? I don't want to, but I stop and turn. I know him well enough to be sure that if I don't, he'll spend the first half of class on a tirade on the subject. "I'm sorry, Mr. Martin." He crosses his thick arms across his stout trunk. His face is red. From the heat of the room or his anger, I'm not sure. "This may be hard for you to believe, but your apology doesn't mean much. This isn't the first time I've warned you about PDAs with your boyfriend. If you were really sorry, you'd actually change your behavior." Red tinges my periphery. I start in on the breathing exercises I've been using to calm myself. Inhale, hold, exhale slowly, repeat. The bell rings overhead, signaling the start of class, but Mr. Martin ignores it. Instead, he continues on about my lack of respect. I want him to shut up. I need him to shut up. The eyes of my classmates prickle my skin. The usual pre-class chatter dies down as everyone tunes in to the entertainment up front. More red smoke swirls around, encroaching further on my vision. My deep breathing trick isn't working. A crackle, like electricity, surges just beneath my skin. I flex my fingers in an attempt to rid them of the itching sensation building there. I can't give in. I can't let the influence take control. Mr. Martin opens his mouth again to continue outlining what a disrespectful child I am, but his words don't make it out. In a flash, my left arm slashes through the air and Mr. Martin's head flies off his body, landing with a wet splat at the feet of a blonde girl in the first row. The room goes silent for a moment, but as Mr. Martin's body crumples lifelessly to the floor, the room erupts in screams of terror. Those closest to the door run for it, while those nearest to me dart toward the back of the room and press themselves against the wall. Blood from the jagged flesh at the end of Mr. Martin's neck oozes around my feet. Someone tugs at my arm. "Krissa?" Crystal Jameson asks tentatively. I close my eyes and the red dissipates. When I open them, Mr. Martin is standing there, whole and unharmed, staring at me as if I'm an idiot. "Yes, please, Miss Jameson. Will you escort your friend to her desk so I can start class? Apparently she's incapable of finding it on her own." "Of course," Crystal murmurs, her stone blue eyes locked on my face as she hooks her hand in the crook of my arm. "I won't hesitate to suspend students," Mr. Martin mutters darkly as Crystal leads me up the aisle. "Even if it's almost finals. I can't imagine Miss Tanner would have any qualms about granting my request." I do my best to tune out his droning voice as I slide into my desk. Bridget Burke tilts her head and squints at me. "You okay? You, like, totally zoned up there." The image of Mr. Martin's head flopping to the ground flashes in my mind's eye, but I quickly stuff it down. I don't want to think about it. I rub the hemp bracelet on my wrist. It's woven with small chunks of Apache tears and snowflake obsidian. When I made it months ago, it was to keep others from picking up on my thoughts, to keep them from seeing the darkness inside me. It's almost laughable now. I had no idea then what real darkness was. It was Anya's idea for me to continue wearing the bracelet. She was afraid the influence might try to affect other people in my life, since the enchantment on my ring keeps it from getting a firm grip on me. At the time, I thought she was being overly cautious. But now, I'm thankful for an excuse to keep it on. If the psychics could peer into my mind, they would see how much harder it's becoming to ignore the influence. But neither Bridget nor Crystal is psychic. They couldn't read my thoughts even if they tried. I pin a smile on my face, hoping it doesn't look too forced. "Yeah, I guess I did kind of space." I cast my thoughts back to the moments before I entered the classroom. My smile softens as Owen's face fills my memory. Owen kissed me in the hall. Bridget rolls her eyes, but her silly grin is enough to assure me